handcuff the people. He goes to New York City. He runs amok through Times Square. He's just a normal-sized King Kong. And finally, unable to find his place in society, the book does turn into a tragedy, and he is finally struck down by the hand of God. Now, this was one of Philip Wiley's initial writing efforts. It was his first really big success. It was the Book League first choice in 1931. It was a bestseller. If you all have a hardback edition of it, you have a reprint. A paperback Book League 1931 is a true first edition of The Gladiator. They took this great book, they hired Philip Wiley, and you people listened to Ray Bradbury yesterday, you know what they can do. They did it to Philip Wiley. They made a movie that I'm sure you will enjoy. The basis for the movie was Chapter 2 of The Gladiator by Philip Wiley. The movie is good. It's a shame they had to use that title and give the author credit, because I'm sure that he really chewed up the scenery when he saw that thing. This movie will be shown immediately after Maury Turner's Chalk Talk. Also on today's program will be Virgil Parch. He is not on your program. We seem to keep getting guests that we're not sure are coming. Virgil Parch will be here today, as well as Brad Anderson, who draws Marmaduke. Now, Maury Turner will be here in just a very few moments. We'll start the Chalk Talk. The program is underway. Does anybody want to ask anything while we're here waiting for Maury? Say no and I'll be very happy.
Got one. We're going to get our tickets.
The raffle tickets. The raffle tickets will be put on sale at the back desk immediately after Maury Turner's talk. They will be on sale all day long. They will be on sale at the back registration desk. They're not there yet. I believe they're $1 apiece, and it's for the Captain America Jack Kirby drawing. Is Shell around? That's not a valid question. Certainly Shell is round. Take one look at him.
Shell checked out. I'm taking over the one.
Glad you're getting Norts.
What is it?
Well, short now. Has everyone here seen the Captain America drawing that we're going to be selling the raffle tickets on? No? Watch Bill Lund turn into Captain America. Shazam. Slowly. Watch Bill Lund exhibit all 10 thumbs. Tickets will be for sale at the back registration table in the alcove back here, and the drawing will be on exhibit at that table all day long. You can buy your raffle tickets at any time. Don't get the one with the X on the back. That's mine. That's the winner.
One question.
No.
Instead of raffle tickets, we're just going to use these registration cards that have a place for your name and address, so that you, if you're not here at the time of the drawing, that you'll win anyway, and we will mail it to you. I might repeat, for those of you who didn't hear it yesterday, that is probably one of the last times Jack Kirby is ever going to draw Captain America, so it's really a collector's item. I would say the value right now is about $100. We're selling the raffle tickets at $1 apiece. It's It's a Jack Kirby pencil. As you know, Jack Kirby is always inked by another artist. He very seldom inks his own stuff. And this is the pure, unadulterated Kirby in pencil. You have a chance to get it for $1 a ticket. That's a $100 value for a dollar, so you can't miss. We decided to do that instead of auctioning it off so that the real Kirby fans who don't have all that money for auctions will have a chance to have something really great for a buck. Okay, would you all move a little closer? Come on up, folks. Fill up the front of the audience so that you can see a little better.
Hang on, let me do it. Anyway.
Okay.
All right.
You can't keep these cartoons down. They're drawing to...
Sure.
At this time.
Yeah, right there.
Sure.